Okay, go ahead.
But
Sorry.
You just see how far we have gone. You know, Baba would go from place to place and hold puja program. And one day in the evening, he came back to the ice factory, that bungalow. And there, you know, the topic about his manifestation came up. And Baba asked each one about his manifestation. Somebody said that it would be like an earthquake. There were others who said that he would appear in different places. But then Baba said, Baba repeated that you people see that at the time of my avataric manifestation, mankind will receive a shock like an earthquake and I will appear at different places in my physical form. But such ideas don't prove the avatar's manifestation 100%. In the avatar is contained the whole creation. If a scorpion stings a man on a part of his body, the brain immediately knows it and pain is felt throughout the body. Similarly, when avatar will sting, that means manifest, then every life in creation will feel it. Thus, the avatar's presence on this grass plane and the scorpion's sting, that is manifestation, will be experienced. If the sun shines all the 24 hours and there is no darkness, none will appreciate light. To experience the sun, that means light, there should be complete darkness once. And after the darkness, humanity will come to value the presence of the sun. Dark night represents the scorpion's sting. Now then Gani said something and Baba continued. After means avatar's manifestation, every one of mankind will experience light in more or less degree according to his worth. Those out in the open will experience the full light of the sun. Those holding umbrellas over their heads will receive less, and those who remain closeted in their house will get still less. This means that those who keep themselves shut up in the houses of desires will receive the least light. Those of pure desires and open at heart will experience the full brilliance in the open. And those who, though out in the open, still hold an umbrella over their heads will receive less. So this explanation Baba gave about his manifestation. And now we see that, you know, because of his work, he has the work, universal work he did, you know. Of course, in the world, you find, you know, that there is restlessness. Now, people of materialistic countries, they are just turning towards the spirituality. That means now the indigestion of all this materialism, they have to clear up. And that's why those sanskaras which Baba has given out, released, you know, they serve as a purgative, and they are going here and there, and they are in search of truth.
But about this scorpions thing, like that's something that's instantaneous, but you were talking about how,
yeah,
you said it's gradual, slowly.
No, scorpion sting, it shows, you know, now the sanskara, yoga yoga sanskaras, whatever sanskaras he has released, you know, reaction is taking place. Now, reaction is taking place, that means it is gradual. It is gradual. But what will happen, you know, when his work is completely manifested? That means when work will completely manifest, there will be just darkness, you know, and immediately the light you will see. So, most of the people of the world, they will witness the sun at that time. That will be the sting of a scorpion. That this is the preparation for that. It requires some preparation.
So when the total,
that means the whole creation will be affected by that.
Well, you know, Baba said once, like, my manifestation, even the tiniest blade of grass will feel.
Feel means it will get the push, you know. It will get the push.
The
every level of consciousness gets the push, right from stone to human being. It will be affected, just like you say, you get the pain here and then you feel that you are affected by that. But if something is done about your consciousness, that will also, even if it does not give you pain, you know that when some awakened consciousness you get, you know, you feel the change. You know that. Now whatever consciousness you had, you know, now awakening, just like, you know, previously you were taking, giving importance to so many things of the world. Now here, when you came in contact with Baba, you just see that, oh, this is all immaterial, no, hopeless, it is just a dream, you know. Your attention, your attachment is not so much as it was previously. So, you are affected by that. You are affected by the sting.
All right. Baba talks about sometimes, he says, my humiliation and my glorification will follow my humiliation.
Yes.
So, can you talk about that?
Now, humiliation. Now, just see, this so-called self, so-called avatars, and so-called perfect masters are there. And they declare themselves as avatar or perfect master. Now, they are not real. They are not real.
Mm-hmm.
But they pose as if they are real. You know. Is it not his humiliation? He is the reality. He is the reality. And now, he is the reality, but someone who is not real, he says that, no, no, he is not the reality. I am the reality. Is it not his humiliation? Those who follow such people, they also think that they are real, you know. It is not humiliation of the reality. It is the humiliation. And that's why you witness, you see, you observe that all these false sins, you know, all these false sins, how much following they have. Is it not his humiliation? He is the reality. And how helpless the reality is, that the reality just remains there and allows such people to have this business, you know. And they declare themselves as real. This is nothing but humiliation. And just like I told you, that when they will be free from this indigestion, you know, they will come to him. So all the people, you know, when they come to him, it is his glorification. So,
yes. Excuse me.
Yes, I read it.
Yes.
For birth control, you know. Here, you want to experience the reality. You know? You want to experience the reality. And when you... All right. But you take another trip.
No, I'm good. No, I'll just tell them, Heather and Janet Podmore, if you transcribe this, don't put this in with manifestation.
Hmm.
This is separate.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No, but don't take it now. I will take afterwards.
I want to just, don't worry about it.
No, because, you know, what happens, that this is not connected with this. This is quite different subject.
Yeah.
So I don't want to mix it with that.
That's why I told him, don't transcribe this part.
About birth control.
Yes. It's
because
separate, yes.
It is separate, you are asking me.
Yes.
That's why I am telling you.
Yeah.
Now, you want to experience the reality.
Mm.
When you experience the reality, you must be free from all the impressions. Good, bad, everything. There should be not a single impression, even a finest one thought, you know, it is a binding.
Mm.
You must be free from that. That means the slate should be clean.
Right,
so the slate should be clean, you know. Now here, what happens, you know, you want reality. At the same time, you want compromise. You want compromise.
You want your cake and eat it too.
Yes. So, compromise cannot be there. Only compromise is that when you are unable to do certain things, you know, it becomes impossible. So, remain as natural. Leave everything to him, remember him, and live natural life. It is only for the serious ones, one who takes it very, very seriously. And he wants to experience the reality. Of course, so for that person, of course, no birth control, no sexual action, nothing. And he will never ask. He will never ask such thing because he is serious. And he knows that I must be free from all the impressions. Mm. So he will become serious in that. Now here what happens? That you want something at the same time. You want to retain it. And at the same time you want reality. It is not possible. So in that case, when you are not very serious about it, when you feel that I must retain this, that means you are not very serious. Still, there is some longing for it, that I must have it. So in that case, what happens that when, just like Baba has said, that mental control, you know, if you cannot have mental control and you indulge in sexual action, so in that case, then when you indulge in sexual action, that means you don't please Baba, you displease him. So when you displease him, why not then have birth control also? Why just allow one thing and disallow another? It is an economic problem. It is an economic problem. So Baba says that you must have mental control. Now mental control you don't have. You don't control that. And you indulge. When you indulge, then of course, then why not have birth control? This is an economic problem. Now, when you are really serious about reality, and there are certain things which, because of them, because of those things, you know, it is difficult for you. So you want, but if you are serious, you know, then don't think about anything. Don't think about anything. Just like married life, of course, Baba says that, all right, lead married life, that is, be natural, you know, be natural. Now, what happens, husband and wife, both, you know, both, if they are serious about it, about the reality, about realization, to find Baba, if they are serious, and suppose, you know, you have, you cannot control, you don't have mental control, then, but you are serious about it, so gradually it will come to you.
Yeah.
Gradually it will come.
It's all right to use birth control.
But birth control, I have seen in later years, you know, Baba asked certain persons, all right, you just have this, what is that operation called?
Vasectomy.
He said.
I mean, listen to him, he says,
this is general.
Physical means which are generally advocated are most objectionable from a spiritual point of view.
Yes. From a spiritual point of view, everything is objectionable which creates sanskaras, binding sanskaras. Everything is objectionable, I tell you. And if you are very, very serious about finding the reality, then everything is objectionable.
He says, you know, those who have not begun to awaken to the higher values, then they have no incentive to moderate the gratification of passion. Because if they use their birth control, they're more likely to indulge.
No, but if, I tell you, if they are serious about the reality, you know, if they are serious about the reality, then naturally they will long for it. They will long for it. But if you don't long for it, and you use this birth control, and then you indulge more and more, that is bad.
Yeah.
That is bad. Yeah. But when you...
Once in a while.
Yeah, no. When you are serious about it, you... Means husband and wife, both are very serious about the reality. And here, you know, because they don't have mental control, so they can't resist, you know.
Yeah.
At the same time, if they use birth control, it does not mean that they will indulge more and more because they are serious about the reality.
And it's not bad spiritual. Because he says, for spiritual aspirants in particular, it is extremely inadvisable to rely upon physical means for the regulation of childbearing. For such regulation, the individual must rely upon nothing but mental control.
What I say, yes, these days, this
strict Baba lovers, I'm telling you, they think this means like no drugs, no birth control.
No, it is not like this. Birth control, it is an economic problem, I tell you. And here, you know, why this restraint is there, that then you should not misinterpret it. Or when you have birth control, you know, you should not indulge more and more.
Yeah.
then you are not honest in that.
I see what you mean, yeah. Hmm.
Then you are not honest in that. Here, you know, what happens is that because you don't have that mental control, you want to achieve that, you are trying for that.
Yeah.
And when you are trying for that, still you don't have, you know, but you should not leave, you should not leave it. You must try, go on trying, one day it will come.
Yeah.
But if you use birth control, it is an economic problem, it is not bad at all. What I feel, what I have all together, in later years, Baba asked you, now, just see, I don't know what work Baba had, you know. I was with Baba all the time. I would not go to my wife. Still, when I go there, now, after Baba dropped his body, just like I go, sometimes I stay there. But as wife and husband, there is no relation like this, you know. But when I was here in 1957, he sent me and asked me to have this vasectomy. I said, no, Baba, what is the need? What is the need for it? He said, no, have it. So he sent me and got it done, you know. Now, what is this? Because he's all knowing.
He didn't tell you to lift weights?
Hmm?
He didn't tell you to lift weights?
So here, you know, I was with him. There was nothing. You know. I was with him all the time. All the time I would be with him. So why? Also, he asked someone to get it done. Get it done, he said. We have observed this. But if such thing will not be there, this is just general thing. If such general thing will not be there, you know, then of course people, you know, they will do anything.
Well, I mean,
some restrictions.
How did that come up? I mean, were you talking about like in his room or something one night, and he's...
No, nothing. We were there in the Mandali hall.
And all of a sudden he said that?
Mandali hall, we were there. And he said that some talk about this, I think about birth control or something, you know. It was going on. So Baba said, you also get it done. I said, why? There is no need for me, Baba. Why should I? No, you get it done. Some talk was there about this, you know, that now population is increasing and this economic problem and all these things. Some talk was going on. So immediately he said, you get it done now.
At that time, did Baba also say, no, but it's not good because people indulge so much?
No.
Did you ever hear Baba say what he says in these discourses?
No, nothing. Nothing of that sort. I think, you know, about some newspaper was read to Baba and about population. Population is now growing, and measures should be adopted.
So Baba said, good.
Then Baba heard and he said, yes, you go and get it done. I said, why me? Why? I am all the time with you. What is the need for me? What is the need for me? No, he said, you get it done. And first I thought that it was a joke. It was a joke. I was just thinking, you know, it was a joke. So I said, no. And he did not say. And the next day he called Adi and sent me along with him.
The next day?
Yes. And Kumar was also here at that time. So Kumar says, you know, it would be better had Baba also sent me. He was here and he was all the time with his wife.
Yes.
And actually he wanted to get it done. But Baba did not ask him. He asked me. Pukar, Kumar, both wanted that they should be sent. But instead of sending them, he sent me. What?
And then
what?
Did you come back that night and he asked to talk to
you? I returned. I said, yes. And I said, Baba, what is that? Unnecessarily this, now, the, yes, and I had to attend to him during night. no leave, nothing, you know. He did not allow me, but I would go there. And I would attend to him, I would massage him, I would praise him. No, not very painful, but still.
Being as an operation.
Yes. So some pain was there, but I had to attend to him. And Kumar was free, Pukar was free. They had no work, you know. They had come for here for a few days. They were there and they were eager to get it done. Yeah. They were very eager. So Baba did not send them. He sent me. So here, and there were others also whom Baba permitted. You know. Mm. And I see that that is hypocrisy. Just like, you know, because you have, you get it done and then indulge more and more because there is no risk, then that is hypocrisy. You try to find Baba. You know.
Yeah.
You are for Baba. And when you are for Baba, how can you indulge more and more because of this? No. Your attitude will be that it should be less and less and less.
Yeah.
Always your attitude will be there. Otherwise, you are not honest in that.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is for general. This is for general, just like, you know, the commands of Muhammad that they should not drink, you know. They should not drink. This is the command from the master, you know. But such commands must be there, otherwise what happens? In general, you know, people just take, when there is such command, you know, they take it seriously, otherwise they don't take. So it is general. Of course, you know, when you want reality, when you want to experience, of course you must be free from all this. You must be free from all this. So whatever is said here, it is quite true. It is quite true because you have to free from everything.
Yeah.
You have to free. But from practical point of view, just like you are serious, you are married, your wife is there, you don't have mental control, or you have some mental control but your wife is also there, she persists. What will you do in that case? So, you indulge. And then you indulge, then of course you don't want child. You don't want child. She does not want child. In that case, of course, if you use birth control, what is the harm in that? Because you are also serious, she is also serious to have power. So how, because of this birth control, you know, you will not indulge more and more. It is for third person who is not serious about reality, who is not serious for reality, for him it is there. And there is possibility that he will indulge more and more and more because of this. There is possibility the mind plays tricks. It happens, you know. But when you are serious about the reality, no. Only thing that when it becomes impossible, you cannot control yourself. That is. And control, it does not come like this, you know, even if you try like this. No, it's
spontaneous.
It is His grace, you know. Gradually it comes, gradually. And that control is the real control. Just like it, if you say that if you live apart from there and you think that I am free. No, you are not free. Unless and until those seeds are removed, those sanskaras are removed.
And unless you get that purgatory.
That's right.
You have all that indigestion.
How did you find that simile? Purgatory.
Very good. When I heard it last night also, I liked it.
You can say they are like waste paper baskets or toilets.
Yeah. But you know, like Erich, when people ask him about that, Mandalay Hall, he doesn't tell them like that. Mm-hmm. He just says, well, this is not to use. And then those people feel frustrated. And I don't know, because I heard once. Because that's a very practical thing, like you said.
Yes. I have observed Baba on that also. No more now. Yes.
Started?
Madhusudan, you?
Yeah.
He said not more than two.
Yeah. But then.
But get operated.
None more than two children.
Yes, get operated. He said, no, I have observed with my own eyes. Yeah. That's why I can say very boldly.
But he also told people, it's all right, you can go ahead and have sex. That's in one or two cases, I've heard.
Sex means very good.
Yeah.
Very here on the Kandar, he had the marriage.
Yeah.
So that's why you know there is no hard and fast rule in spirituality. There is no hard and fast rule. Everyone has got different disease. According to that disease, you know, he must get medicine. How much time it took? At what time?
An hour.
One hour. One what? Something more about manifestation. Of course, avatar, you know, he is always manifest and unmanifest simultaneously. But those whose doors of whose hearts are open, they know that he is manifest. And when the doors of the hearts are closed, they always find him unmanifest. So he comes, he takes human form in order to help others, to help the universe. And he gives post to every level of consciousness, right from stone to human form. He does not take form to eat dal and rice, or to go to picture, or to see, to go for sightseeing. For that purpose, he does not come. He comes only to help the humanity, to help the whole universe. For that purpose, he takes form, because he is all knowledge, all power, and all bliss. There is nothing for him to achieve. So, his coming is to help others. And he has got certain work. Certain work means how much push he should give to stone consciousness, how much he should give to vegetable kingdom, how much he should give to human kingdom. So that work is set, and that set work is there, and for that purpose he takes the body. So he utilizes the body for the for giving help to the universe. Now what happens that when his work is completed, the body is no more required. Body, you know, he uses in such a way that his whole thing, bone and everything, you know, he crushes it into powder, you know. It is like that. Because he gives sacrifice of his body for the sake of the universe. He utilizes the body for the sake of the universe. So he goes to that extent that he crushes it into powder. You know. And of course we have witnessed how his at the last phase of his work, how his body, he would say that his bones, you know, here when he would get spasm, so he would explain to us that it is just breaking, you know. So at that time, of course, we also felt that Jesus Christ, of course, he was crucified, you know. But this crucifixion was altogether different. Different in the sense, you know, every body, bone was just breaking for the sake of the universe. So he was doing that work. And that work for the universe, he would do his work most of the time in seclusion. His work was not that to contact people or to come in contact and to give them discourse. His work was quite different. He would be in seclusion and he would work for each one of the universe, animate and inanimate. I just give an example. One night when I was with him, of course you would remember so many people, whether you received letter from this one, that one, whole night was spent like this. He would ask about different people, you know.
And then I would think that why, what is this? Why Baba was so restless and remembering all the time this one, that one? Why he does? And there was nothing. I did not find anything in that. You know, I did not find anything that whether you received letter from him, whether you wrote to him, or whether you have heard something about someone like this. You know, whole night, one after another. So I was just thinking about it, and then Baba asked me, what are you thinking? And I said, nothing, Baba. Of course, you did not take rest tonight. And whole night you spent like this. So he said that, you know, my lovers worship me. My devotees, my followers, they worship me. And I come to worship them. So this remembrance, when I ask, it is not without any reason, you know. This is my worship. I worship them. They worship me, and I worship them.